It is one of the premier publications in all of sports and certainly baseball, Baseball Prospectus. And they've come out with their annual predictions for the season and how things will wind up in about 6.5 months. And joining us now is Ben Lindbergh from Baseball Prospectus. Ben, thank you so much for being on with us.
Hey, Brett. Thanks for having me, even despite projecting the Orioles to finish last season.
Well, I, you know, teased it that way, kind of, Ben, and I'm okay with that because you and everyone else had the Orioles to finish last. I thought it was interesting throughout the course of the year that people still were calculating, and I get it. I get the sabermetrics on it. I get what the Orioles did and the one-run wins and the extra-inning wins, and they were kind of bucking the odds. But at no point did anyone say, you know what, there are pieces here that are really good.
Yeah, you know, I think lost in all that discussion about whether they were getting lucky was that even if you think they were getting lucky, they still made some pretty significant strides. Even if you just look at how many runs they scored and how many runs they allowed and what their record should have been based on that, they still would have improved by 15 wins or so from the season before. So, I mean, that's not something that happens often. So it wasn't so much discounting what the Orioles were achieving, which was remarkable. They were one of the best stories in baseball, as it was just, you know, kind of looking and seeing that there were some things they were doing that really no team has ever done before, and it's hard to expect that to continue.
Well, Ben, let me give you what I think is the Orioles' modern-day strategy, and I think they're kind of writing their own book here, and some years it may work, some years it may not. I see it kind of as their only possible method of success annually in the rough-and-tumble world of the American League East, but what they're going to do, they've written a new book on this with Buck Showalter and Dan Duquette. They're going to use, they have a key group of guys who they are clearly building around, and Adam Jones and J.J. Hardy and Matt Wieters and Nick Markakis, and then guys coming up through the pipeline like Manny Machado and Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman around the corner. That group would be legitimate stars, all-stars, starters in every organization. I should probably mention Jim Johnson. They surround them with really good relief pitching, and then another group of players that are almost intangible pieces that they're not committed to, especially in the American League East. It only works in this division, perhaps, where every team is seemingly locked into high-priced, aging veterans, and they, where the Yankees are forever stuck with Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, the Orioles are swift, fast, and not committed to anybody, really.
Yeah, that's true. And I think if you look at how they used their roster last season, it was almost as if their 25-man roster and even their 40-man roster was just not at all set in stone. They just made many more moves, many more call-ups and demotions than any other team. It was just sort of treating their AAA team as an extension of their major league roster, which worked out really well for them. I heard an interview with Buck Showalter recently where he was saying that on some teams he's been on, if the bullpen was tired after an extra inning game, they'd say, oh, well, we'll wait and give you a fresh arm when you get back to Baltimore. But not the Orioles. They would send a fresh arm out even on a road trip just to make sure that the bullpen was fully stocked at all times. So I think there's definitely something to that. You can get more out of a team without necessarily the marquee talent that other teams have just by being flexible and just making those moves that other teams might not necessarily make.
Yeah, they look at almost every game as its own entity. So if they need to acquire a Bill Hall to face David Price on a given night and Bill Hall comes up with a home run, yes, we can look at that as luck, but it happened all the time last year to call up a Steve Pierce for just a couple of weeks to provide something at a position or at a place in the lineup that they did not have for that stretch. There was a method to this madness. It wasn't done in this vacuum that the Orioles were just, you know, throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
I absolutely agree with that. I think, you know, that certainly contributed to improving them by a good deal. I think maybe just quite the extent to which they improved was possibly a little lucky and a little hard to replicate. Just, you know, everyone talks about the record in one-run games and the record in extra-inning games, and that's just a hard thing to count on. Yes, the bullpen was fantastic, and that had a lot to do with it, but bullpen performance from season to season just fluctuates a lot. It's not as consistent as offense or starting pitching, and so you could say it was a fluke or you could say it was just good pitching. Either way, it's not something that a team has ever done before to have that good a record in one-run games. And so it's kind of unlikely that the Orioles will be able to do it two seasons in a row. So that just makes you think they might take some sort of step back. You can just kind of disagree on how big that step will be.
Ben Lindberg, the editor-in-chief of Baseball Prospectus, with us here on WBAL. All right, let's get to the fun stuff, Ben. Can I ask you, Orioles players, and you can tell me your projected stats for them in this coming season?
Sure. If I'm quick with my keyboard here, I can look it up.
But, I mean, so you guys come out with these annual projections. How do you base that off of? Let's start there.
It's based on a lot of factors, but largely it's, you know, what a player has done in the past, just looking at his last several seasons of statistics, and then looking at his age. If he's older, you might project him to decline. If he's younger, you might expect him to improve. And it's also based on comparable players. So you look at who looked like a player in the past, who had similar stats, who was the same height and the same weight, and what did those guys do going forward, and you kind of project based on that.
So obviously someone like a Chris Davis, who had 33 homers last year, I would argue is entering even closer to the prime of his career. He has more at-bats in the big leagues after last season. Obviously, you fell short of your projection of Davis for last year, but I'll give you a pass on that. But what do you see Davis doing this season?
The projection system, any statistical projection system, is going to kind of regress a guy. If he hasn't been as successful in the past, then it's going to say, well, maybe he won't be as successful this season. If a guy has something that looks like a breakout, maybe he will decline a little bit. So, I mean, right now our projection for Davis says 26 home runs. So, I mean, that's pretty respectable. It seems to say that his rate stats will come down a bit. He'll be sort of a 260 hitter, not a ton of walks, but still pretty good power, which is not bad. It's just it's a high offensive bar to clear at first base. You have to be a good hitter to kind of be above average there.
What about Manny Machado? That's a tough one to predict.
Yeah, it is. And the Machado projection is not optimistic. It says it'll be something like a 250 hitter, maybe 15 homers or so. And, I mean, you could certainly look at what he did last season, which was pretty encouraging, and look at how highly rated a prospect he is and say that he could exceed that. It's just tough with a guy like that who essentially skipped the AAA and you know, has very little higher-level experience and is as young as he is. We're kind of spoiled by the Trouts and the Harpers, I think, guys who have just kind of called up and been great immediately. That doesn't happen with everyone.
Adam Jones's numbers have gone up exponentially each of the last few years, 32 homers last year. Where do you see him getting to this season?
Right now we have Jones sort of in the mid-20s with home runs, kind of a 275 average and a 450 slugging or so. He's a guy who, as you said, has been kind of making steady improvements. It wasn't completely out of nowhere that he sort of broke out last year, and he's at an age at which you expect players to be at their peak. So we project him to be pretty good, not quite as good as last season.